address. I'm just going to tape record this.
Thanks for the call, Peggy.
Yeah,
that's a pretty fast drive from the airport.
We won't. We won't let anybody
There's
know.
Only one traffic signal.
Hey, David. I didn't leave you hanging out here all day.
Can you give us, can you start us with some kind
yes.
of an overview?
Yes.
Okay, so David Marshall, our financial director, is here, and he's going to give us an overview of what should be coming your way and a little bit of background.
Apologize for the delay. I wrote up a draft of which summarized the, I'm just going to call them airport activities since I got involved, which was January of last year. So a lot of it is historical, basically review and putting it together so that I could understand it. I wrote a draft letter for Jack Kreider from Jim Vogtberg, and draft only. And that's what should be coming to you. It was two pages of narrative, and basically had a purpose, a summary, contract details, and then financial information. The second page is from a spreadsheet that summarized the financial information that I was able to put together. And it showed the total receipts of $4.3 million. And then it shows the expenses as I was able to recreate them, and I broke it down. And again, this was meant as a letter that summarized without trying to be too complicated, because the expenses were fairly complicated. And I summarized the expenses only that occurred since the date of the governance agreement between the Port of Astoria and the City of Newport. And that summary, with a signature block at the bottom for Jim Vogtberg, is what you either have or will soon have, that basically takes the primary activities, the expenses against the federal grant, the expenses against the state grant, the offsetting revenues, and it summarizes the two transactions that I was able to determine had either taken place or were asked to take place. And those were invoices from the Port of Astoria to the City of Newport. And I can see some typographical errors, and I apologize for that. But invoice 8932 for $16,061, which we paid on the 18th of March. Invoice 9540, $21,838, for a subtotal billed from the Port of Astoria to the City of Newport. I had paid the one on 18 March 2011. The one in May, as I was doing a little more research, I'd asked, I believe she's either your finance director.
Colleen.
Or yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd asked her for the authority came for to bill us anyhow, and I was trying to get up to speed on the governance agreements and the contracts. The governance agreement basically said that those expenses approved by the consortium would be split 50-50. At least that's the way I interpreted it. So I determined the financial information in front of us based upon that, and then tried to determine what those expenses were, if that governance agreement is binding, and if it's as I understood it, which was a split 50-50 of the expenses not reimbursed by either the federal or the state grant. So that's a brief summary. Are there any questions up to this point?
Have you received the information?
No, not yet.
Okay.
You're in Astoria.
It went to Esther.
Right.
Did okay, did you send it to Larry?
I sent it to Esther.
Esther would be the place.
But Larry Dalrymple, Larry, you're not at that office, are you? Larry Dalrymple?
No, I'm in Pendleton.
Okay, we've got to send it to Larry in Pendleton.
We'll jet it over to you, Larry.
Okay, thank you. You want to try to send that to me, Jack Bland and Garrett?
Fire off your email, Jack.
Send it to jackjbland@aol.com.
Do you have Larry's email?
Yeah, Peggy has Larry's email.
So Jack J. Bland, B-L-A-N-D?
Yes.
Okay.
So the governance's agreement is the IGA, the Intergovernmental Agreement?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what, basically, David, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line, and I have corrected this attachment here, but for our purposes, if you look in the middle of what it says, and this is incorrect too, I corrected all of this, but the financial status for the program is net cost of the project to the city, $166,884.
So that's the amount that the city of Newport has put out.
That is correct, since the date of the governance agreement.
Since the date of the governance agreement.
Right.
Okay.
So without being covered by either the Connect Oregon grant or the U.S. ODOT grant, there was $166,884 that the city spent out of pocket.
That is correct.
And that would be split between the city and the Port of Estero.
Right, and that's the ultimate purpose, is to get a concurrence that the agreement between the intergovernmental agreement to form the consortium and to work on this project between the Port of Astoria and the city of Newport spells out that that expense is shared between both the Port of Astoria and the city of Newport.
And those are hard costs. Those are not labor costs or
those are
personnel
hard
costs
with invoices to back.
Yeah, that doesn't include the personnel time and
no
effort. Yeah.
No.
So.
And then.
So
then
give me an example of hard costs.
Well, they would be in the let's see, is the first one. The first attachment is revenue. So the second attachment, well, you want the differential, the $166,000. I'll give you an example.
Yeah. Well, he's
an
looking.
An example would be the billings from Seaport.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Well, he's looking for a specific example there. Seaport would send us a bill for, let's just use $100,000. They never sent us that big of a bill at one time, although cumulatively they were much more than that. $100,000, 80% was paid by Connect Oregon. Of that, so you got $20,000 left. Of that $20,000, $80,000 or 80% was paid by USDOT. Mm-hmm. So you've got $2,000 left. Yeah. Well, $4,000 left. So you've got $4,000 left. So, and that had to come out of the city's pocket. And that's the hard cost we're talking about.
So, and that's what this is saying. So, but we had satisfied that. Was it the Council of Governments money came in, that $48,000?
$48,000, yeah.
Was that part of also the match requirement, or?
Well, if you look at what David has in the financial status layout, he has that included. So the $166,000 out of the city's pocket, that's even after the $48,000 from the regional investment was input.
Mm-hmm. So ultimately there was a true local match that was not funded by any of the grants.
Right.
Is that what you figured out?
Yeah, and you're looking at a program that in total was almost $4.5 million. So 4% of $4.5 million is $180,000. Mm-hmm. There's not a hard invoice that shows that amount. What it shows is when we would get a bill from, when we would pay, and I'll use a round number, we would pay the airline $40,000, we'd ask that it be reimbursed, which it was, we would get 80% back from ODOT, and of that $8,000, we would get 80% back of that. So in that case, $1,600 on every single invoice, and the invoices went from $43,000 down to $35,000 over incremental 6 month periods. Those are the great majority of the hard costs, the 4% of every transaction that was not reimbursed by anybody.
So that was part of the federal match?
It was part of both.
Part of both.
Yes. In other words, it was 80% and 80%, which always leaves you 4%. And the expenses, and basically the transactions, were in the vicinity of $4.4 million.
Mm-hmm. So, and the regional investment of $48,000 was just flat out. It wasn't, didn't have to be matched at all. It was just a flat out dollar amount that went to offset whatever costs were incurred.
That's the way I interpret it. Okay.
So, I mean, you had grant drawdowns on both of these. So those should have, at least to us, showed us that, you know, that match, that residual, when you did the ground accounting for the two different grants, right? You should have showed that. Where you were making that up. And I'm just trying to understand it. Instead, I don't want to have to go back through and read the damn grants and go through that whole thing, but, you know, every month or every quarter, in order to get reimbursed from those grants, you basically submitted those drawdown requests.
Yes.
And it should, every time you've done that, we should have seen that residual.
Yes, and you have the documentation that can show that, right?
Well, I mean, we have every single invoice.
Right. Well, and if you could at some, not today, but at some time, basically gather an example showing that we were incurring that residual every time you drew down. So, I mean, that was something that was never brought to our attention. From basically our standpoint, this was 100% funded, and that's where the COG money came in. I just remember kind of that yahooey. This was 100% funding, but it doesn't surprise me. None of this surprises me. And I know you've incurred a lot of time and the cost. I mean, we're not even, including all the staff time and everything else. Certainly the burden got placed on Newport, and we appreciate that. And if we're, myself, I mean, I can't speak for the commission, but myself, if we're $2,800, I think that's pretty damn close. So, but that's ultimately what we have to justify, is that we still have an outstanding invoice for $21,000, for which we're only going to get $2,800. So I just want to from those drawdowns that we were incurring a residual every time we did that.
Yeah, and that would be easy to do. I could take a typical transaction from the first reimbursement, which started at either $43,000 or $46,000, and it would be fairly easy to do that. And probably, looking back, what probably should have happened is that every time the consortium met, we should have probably brought in those transactions to you.
Right.
Here's what we paid here. Here's what we paid, I've got the name of the airline, Seaport. Here's what we paid Seaport. Here's what we got back from Oregon, and here's what we got back from the feds, and here's the balance. And probably that should have been surfaced at the time.
Right.
I think many in the city also thought that there was zero cost. And these aren't all the costs. Mm-hmm. There were costs that were incurred before the governance agreement of at least $40,000 to $50,000. So this was never a zero cost effort at all. And so what I try to include here is only those costs that occurred afterwards, but it would be easy to show you a transaction like that. It would be two or three pages, because you got one federal transaction, you got one state transaction, and then you got the differential between those and what we paid Seaport. But I could tie those together.
Right, and how that over the course of time was accumulated.
Right. Yes. And Jack, just to be clear, it's not just about the $2,800 in there. The city is going to ask the Port of Astoria to pay $83,000 towards that $166,000 cost.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to. I was sitting here looking at this information, and there really is. There's half of the $166,000 that isn't part of this bottom calculation.
That's correct.
The bottom calculation is something different. From the
it is oh I didn't realize that
they're different yeah. they're not they haven't been no, combined yeah
so then I guess if that's the case, then we're going to have to just see all the grant accounting and go through it ourselves, so go through the torture that you just went through,
and we expect that, but I think what the emphasis of this consortium meeting is the consortium is a separate group. It's separate than the city of North Bend or Newport, and it's separate than the Port of Astoria. So the point here is to have the consortium, and one of us will need to make a motion to this in a moment, agree that the agreement, the intergovernmental agreement that was in place that formed the consortium, agrees that this cost is shared between both the City of Newport and the Port of Astoria, and that the City of Newport is authorized to bill basically the Port of Astoria for that difference. And then, of course, the Port of Astoria will have to handle this as an individual entity,
which is
where we will forward on all the information to you.
Well, I think that's pretty premature to do that today, since 5 minutes ago we just got this. So, so I think that, you know, we're going to have to basically relook at the agreement. We'll probably, you know, for an $80,000 cost, you know, probably have to get legal counsel to take a look at it also to see, you know, where our rights are. So yeah, I think that now that we've got this, we've got something to deal with, and we've been, of course, you know, waiting for this for a while. So,
Did you guys?
I would agree with you, Jack. I would need more time to digest this.
Right. Did you finally receive the paperwork?
Yeah. No, I just received mine.
Okay.
Please understand that this was a draft only. There are, I can see there are anything from grammatical corrections to one or two other things that I could make clearer in a format. I expected this to be reviewed and then sent to Jack. I really didn't know how the consortium worked. However, the numbers are as valid as they can be. It's something that I would want to smooth out and present in a more professional, I guess, format than what you see before me. But as Jack indicated, the numbers summarize many, many hours of looking at each and every transaction. I don't suspect those will change very much. That's my caveat on that, because this to me was just a working document, and that's all.
So the piece we were looking at most specifically was the third page, where there's two boxes that say financial status. Did everybody look at that? Does anybody else have any questions about that?
On the third page?
On the third page, underneath Roman numeral 4, financial information.
That'd be the second page.
Third page in my packet, sorry. Second page.
Second page.
Oh, there we go.
Second page, sorry. Mine got stapled.
Second page. Second page as well.
Yeah. Where it shows the $166,000 net cost of project to the city, and that should really be City of Newport. And then also there's a little secondary box about adjustments for Port of Astoria invoices.
But those are different separate costs.
So yeah, those are separate costs, and those actually look like we owe Port of Astoria some funding there.
Well, at about $2,888.
Yeah.
Which would net against the 166.
Which would net against the 83,442. Does anybody have any questions about that?
If not, I don't think receive attachment number 4. I don't know if you had emailed that, or if that was discussed through attachment 3.
That's all I have as well.
Let's do this, Jim Boberg. We'll do this. We'll clean this up, send out the attachments, and then probably reschedule a meeting and be able to ask any questions you might have.
But before we have another meeting, we also need to have a clear pathway for closing out. So maybe at the next meeting we can reach a settlement on the financial part, and then actually proceed and close out. So we need to find out from our attorneys how we do that. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can do the same thing. Have your attorney look at the agreement. Mm-hmm. Give you a say, here's right. How we need to close it out. We'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to just go through the same process as reconstruct
right.
And go through that
yeah.
whole thing. And
yeah.
So I was hoping to try to wrap this thing up myself, you know, so we all
right.
have other things to do, but this right. is going to take some additional time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Colleen will just be thrilled.
But I guess the thing to do would be just to track, you know, maybe track three different invoice dates over the course of 2 years, and just take a look at, maybe take a quick sample or a quick snapshot of what happened with the invoice from Seaport, and then how that tracked through the reimbursement process, and to kind of give a good picture.
Well, I mean, the whole idea that, you know, we spent a lot of time trying to track the money to make sure that we had adequate funds to keep the service going as long as we could.
Right.
And, you know, if in fact the Port of Astoria knew that they were incurring this type of liability, we probably, things would have changed probably sooner. So, you know.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, like I said, again, I appreciate, you know, the city's effort, because you guys, you know, had the ability to basically administer this grant and volunteered for that, and you've incurred a lot of cost to do that, but it also gave you control over the finances too. So I mean, we were definitely in the dark, at least in the respect that we are incurring debt. We thought we were all pretty close. I mean, I go back to February 2010 of some of the final numbers, and everything looked okay at that point in time, other than the fact that the service was going to end. So,
this is one of the reasons why we had such difficulty coming up with a date when the money would actually run out, because.
But we relied.
It's hard
on
to
you.
Put a finger on. Yeah.
Well, we relied on the city to basically track that and let us know. I mean, it could have ended a lot sooner, or we couldn't. We maybe wouldn't have bid off the $80,000 worth of, you know, the final push at the end too. So I mean,
let me jump in on that, because no matter what, there was always a local match. Whether you spent $100 or $4.5 million, there was always a 4% local match that went from day one throughout the entire.
Yeah, but that was not my understanding, and I'm sure if you go back through Peggy's minutes, we were very detailed. We never actually ever discussed that.
Right, and it was sold to the council that way, the city council. Right. That if we go back and look at the minutes, when the city council finally pulled the trigger on, yes, let's go through with the grant and do this, mm-hmm. that was sold to us that way too.
Right.
But it was a whole different group of players talking to us at that point than we have now.
Well, yeah. I know, and it's for the most part, it's the same on our group too. So we just need to learn to come up with a solution.
And these numbers have nothing to do with the expense incurred by the city for David's time or his staff's time or my time. This is strictly the billing in relation to the air service.
Yeah.
And that's strictly what it is, which, as Jim just said, is that 4% local match, which actually David and I, it's funny, we both had a conversation not too long after we were both here. Actually, it was quite a while. It was maybe a year after we were both here. We were looking at this. It was towards the time we were finishing this up. And we both said, well, wasn't that 4% budgeted? And we both went back and looked into history before we even got here and realized it was never budgeted. And that's when we started talking to the mayor, and he said, no, we were always told it was 100%. Well, it wasn't. So that's what we have to deal with now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think you're a little bit more solid on your numbers now that we've been through an audit. We've had our audit finished, so.
Through June 30th of this year, everything's firm. The issue, of course, and I don't know how Colleen is going to want to do this. I mean, the file drawer is like this big of all the invoices, and making copies would be almost unthinkable, but she can come here.
And that would probably be the case, that Colleen would just have to come here and spend a little bit of your time so that you could show her what you went through, and then generate some examples, and then going back to the agreements, mm-hmm. and at least pulling up the grant agreements or whatever there are out there to basically demonstrate that, you know, we're the people that put this together were wrong and led us down the wrong direction. And once we're in, you know, at least agreeance that this is the case, then we need to figure out how to deal with it. So. But, you know, we need to be satisfied in our own mind.
Absolutely.
You know. So.
Well, sure. No doubt about that. And whatever's convenient for Colleen.
Yeah.
I mean, if she wants to come a week, I mean, it'll take me a little while to put that together so it makes sense to her, because it didn't make sense to me for hours. Many, many hours.
We actually had at one point Councilor Kilbride came in on his own volunteer time after he was no longer on the council, but he came in and helped David sort through every last little piece of paper and put it all in order and figured it, you know, tried to help figure that out too. So several different people have looked at it.
Good. All right, well, that should help the process go faster. So
do we want to pick a date? When can we have this ready, do we think, for...
I don't know. She's on vacation now, so...
Not till January.
Yeah, it'll be next month sometime. You know, hopefully we can get her down here and that whole bit. So, I mean, our same thing, the push before the end of the year when she gets back to finish up our audit and get that done.
So you're on a calendar year, fiscal year? You're on a calendar fiscal year?
No, we just try to get it done. This is last year's audit, so we try to get it done before the end of the year.
Yeah. But you're on July fiscal year, okay. So the 20th of January?
So, I mean, we can tentatively set that and see if we're ready by then or not.
That's a Friday. Does that work for pretty much everybody? 20th of January, Friday, same time, 10 o'clock?
Yep. It's even already on my calendar.
Is anybody out there in phone land?
Is everything okay, guys? You still there?
I've got a question for clarification. Someone mentioned an attachment 4. Is there such a thing?
No.
I don't have it.
No, you wouldn't have that.
There's no attachment 4.
Okay.
This is Jim Vober again. We'll send out either today or early next week, we'll send out a PDF of the grant agreements. So you have that, a copy of the consortium agreement, you have that, and this final financial. We'll do it all in one packet so you have everything in one email so you don't have to look through past emails or through your files. So if that sounds okay.
Absolutely perfect. Okay. That speeds it up.
That's fine. Don't send it Jack Bland. Don't send it to me. Send it to the port, and I'll see it there.
Okay, and then our ultimate goal will be to have the exact same agenda. But we'll actually act on them.
Hopefully.
Maybe the minutes are going to be different, but we'll make an attempt to close out at our next meeting as well.
So hey, I gotta hear that story.
All right. So are both the state and the federal grants, they're all closed out now?
Yes,
they are.
Larry, any input?
Nope. I think you're talking about Merrill.
Larry Dalrymple, you were talking about, yeah.
Okay. I think you're working through it properly.
Okay. Yeah, we apologize for the length of time it's taken, but hopefully we'll get there. Okay, I guess we're adjourned.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll make motion to adjourn as Larry and Astoria.
All right, I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Dean, will you push that trigger button?
They're talking about a constable.